Hey, welcome. Today you're going to learn practical, hands-on techniques for programming hi-hats and percussion grooves for drum and bass in Ableton Live. This lesson is aimed at beginners, but it's focused specifically on DNB, jungle and rolling bass music, so you'll get usable workflows, device chains, MIDI patterns and mix tips that translate straight into tight, rolling, energetic grooves. Expect concrete settings, pattern examples and quick ideas to make your hats pop. Let's go! Goal check. By the end, you'll be able to create crisp closed and open hats. Program a steady 16th note bed at around 170 to 175 BPM with velocity variation at 32nd and triplet rolls. Place open hats and claps for forward drive. Layer metallic perks for stereo interest and use only Ableton stock devices. Drum rack, simpler, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, and the groove pool to shape tone and movement. I'll also give you a short practice routine to lock in what you learn. Start simple. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. This will be your main percussion instrument. If you prefer, you can create a second drum rack track later for layered perks so you can process them separately. Loading samples. Drag a closed hi-hat sample into pad C1. Choose a crisp sample with lots of high frequencies and a length around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Put an open hat on D1. Add a shaker or metallic ping to E1 and maybe a small splatter or tambourine to F1. If you only have a breakbeat, you can slice it to a drum rack or a simpler later. I'll cover that. Design a basic chain per pad. Click the closed hat pad. Load the sample into a simpler if it isn't already there. After simpler, add EQ 8 and high pass around 350 to 500 Hz to remove low rumble. If the hat needs presence, give a gentle boost around 8 to 10 kHz of about 1.5 to 3 dB. Next, add saturator. Start with drive between 2 and 4. Enable soft clip or analog clip to taste. Optionally, add a light compressor for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction with a ratio around 3 to 1. Attack very fast. Release between 30 and 80 milliseconds. Drum bus is great on the rack or on the whole track. Use transient plus 2 to plus 4 and set distortion low, maybe 2 to 4, just for snap. For width, use utility. Keep closed hats mostly centered, width 0 to 10%, and make metallic shakers wider, maybe 20 to 40%. Now program the MIDI. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and set the grid to 1/16. DNB commonly runs a constant 16th note hat bed, so place closed hats on every 16th. That's 16 notes in the bar. Don't leave velocities flat. A good sample velocity pattern to start with is 110, 70, 95, 80, then repeat with small variations. If you want a single sequence to copy in, think of it as 110, 70, 95, 80, 110, 70, 95, 80, 120, 75, 95, 80, 110, 70, 95, 80. That gives accent movement and keeps the bed rolling. Make it human. Add a MIDI velocity device or manually draw velocities so values vary. A useful range is around 65 to 120. Use the note length device to shorten closed hats. Set length between 40 and 60% so notes cut off quick. That prevents washiness. Open the groove pool. Drag in a light shuffle or extract a groove from a breakbeat and apply it with an amount of 30 to 60%. If you don't want a whole groove template, nudge groups of notes by 1 to 6 milliseconds or use note delay with small offsets to create micro timing differences. Add motion with rolls and ghost notes. Duplicate your 1-bar clip to make a longer loop. On bars where you want fills, for example bar 3 and bar 7 in an 8-bar loop, switch the grid to 32nd and place a cluster of 32nd notes. A classic move is a 6-note 32nd roll starting on the end of 2. Use a velocity ramp from around 60 up to 120, so the roll crescendos, and consider automating drum bus transient or a small gain spike on the last hit to emphasize the fill. Open hats and clap placement help drive forward. Put open hats on the end of beat 2 and the end of beat 4 for a simple feel, or try the of 1 and the end of 3 for a more pushing motion. Keep open hat velocity around 90 to 110 and lengths around 140 to 220 milliseconds. If you layer a clap or short top snare, put it with the main snare hits to add attack. Stereo and layering. Keep your closed hat centered. Add a metallic shaker or ping panned left or right 30 to 40% for width. On the percussion bus, high pass everything below about 300 to 500 Hz, then gently cut boxy energy around 400 to 600 if needed and boost a bit between 7 and 12 kHz for sheen. Use a return reverb set very short, decay between 0.2 and 0.6 seconds. Low cut at 200 Hz and send only small amounts, around 6 to 12%. For DNB, short reverb keeps clarity. If you want to use a breakbeat slice for natural timing, drag a break into arrangement, right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing with Simpler. Find the slices with hat hits and sequence them. It gives you humanized micro timing and tone that you can tighten with a little groove or quantize slightly. Quick mixing tips. High-pass hats and perks at 300 to 500 Hz so they don't intrude on the low end. Use light saturation for presence but don't overdo it. Saturator drive 2 to 4 is usually plenty. Parallel compression is a great trick. Send perks to a return with heavy compression, maybe ratio 8 to 1. Tack 1 millisecond. Release 100 milliseconds. And blend a little back into thicken without killing transients. Always check for phase issues when layering similar samples. Flip phase or nudge one layer a few milliseconds if things get thin. Common mistakes to watch for. Overquantizing. Drum and bass needs life. Hard quantized hats can sound robotic. Use groove or small timing offsets. Don't boost too much high end. Too much mix hats harsh and tiring. Avoid long reverb tails on closed hats, which cause top end mud. And when layering, check mono. Collapse your mix periodically with utility width set to 0 to detect phase cancellation and balance problems. If you want your drums darker and heavier, try pitch shifting a layer down 7 to 12 semitones and low pass it to add body under the top hat. Create a parallel distortion return with saturator and overdrive. Drive it harder on fills and blend carefully. Gated noise textures are great. Short, filtered noise hits gated rhythmically add brittle metallic texture. Triplet fills and jungle style rolls often sell the aggression. Switch to a triplet grid and program uneven clusters. Push saturation and pitch modulation on those fills for impact. Adding corpus or resonator with a low wet amount can introduce subtle metallic resonances that make perks feel engineered and savage. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do in about 20 to 30 minutes to lock this in. Step 1, 5 minutes. Create a MIDI track. Insert drum rack. Load closed hat on C1. Open hat on D1. Shaker on E1. Metallic ping on F1. Step 2, 5 minutes. Make a 1 bar MIDI clip. Grid to 1/16th. Put closed hats on every 16th and use the velocity pattern I said earlier. Add note length at about 45%. Step 3. 5 to 10 minutes. Duplicate to 4 bars. In bar 3, add a 6-note 30-second roll starting on the end of 2. Velocity ramp from 60 to 120 and add open hats on the end of 2 and 4 every 2 bars. Step 4. 5 minutes. On the closed hat chain at EQ 8 HP at 400 Hz, slight plus 2 dB at 9 kHz, saturator drive 3 with soft clip, then on the drum rack track at drum bus with transient plus 3 and distortion 2, and finish with glue compressor on the track at 3 to 1 ratio, attack 1 ms, release 80 ms, create a return reverb with decay 0.35 seconds, low cut at 200 Hz, dry slash wet around 12%, and send about 6%. Step 5, 2 to 5 minutes, extract a groove from a short 2-bar break or use a swing groove and apply it at amount 35%, then add a tiny note delay of minus 3 milliseconds on one layer to create micro timing. Extra coach tips. While you're practicing, listen in mono often to catch phase problems. Solo your hat slash percussion bus and compare it to a commercial DNB reference focusing on the 4 to 12 kHz band and overall feel. When tweaking timing, program on grid first for clarity and then back off with groove or manual nudges, and keep a small library of go-to rolls and fills as MIDI clips so you can drop them in and audition quickly. If you want variation ideas for arrangement, start the intro with sparse hats, bring in the full 16th bed in the build while automating saturation and a high-pass sweep, hit the drop with full percussion and open hats, and give the break a sparser hat pattern with reversed cymbal or a short, reverb swell. Use fills at bars 8 and 16 to cue section changes. Make them distinct so listeners know a new section is coming. Homework challenge if you're up for it. Produce a 16-bar DNB percussion loop at 174 BPM that shows groove, dynamics, and texture. Build a 16th note hat bed with velocity variation. Add 1/32nd roll and 1 triplet fill. Layer a low-weight pitch-down hat under the top hat plus a wide metallic ping. Use at least 2 humanization techniques like groove pool and micro-delay, and bounce 3 stems, dry perks, processed boss, and return effects. Timebox your session. First 15 minutes on sound selection and chains, next 20 to 30 on programming the loop and fills, final 10 to 15 on quick mixing and exporting stems. Recap. DNB hi-hats are built on a 1/16 bed with dynamic velocity, ghost notes and occasional 30-second or triplet rolls for motion. Use drum rack plus simpler in stock devices, AQ8, saturator, drum bus and blue compressor, to sculpt tone and transient. Humanize with groove pool, tiny timing offsets and randomized velocities. Keep reverb short and high-pass hats so you don't muddy the low end. For darker sounds, pitch shift layers, use parallel distortion, aided noise textures and heavy triplet fills. If you want, I can create a downloadable Ableton.al starter template with a drum rack, chains and a ready-to-edit clip, or I can walk you through making a jungle-style amen-chopped hat groove using sliced a new MIDI track. Which would you like next?